I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the Isaiah Thomas case. A jury in New York yesterday agreed that the coach of the New York Knicks had sexually harassed a female former team executive. We'll talk with a lawyer who's not only knowledgeable about the issue, but played an integral role in another high-profile harassment case. But first, we're going to continue our conversation about one Virginia county's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration by denying such immigrants public services. Just a few minutes ago, we spoke with Craig Gerhart, Prince William County executive, and now we're going to turn to Carlos Labiosa. He is the vice chair of the Prince William County Human Rights Commission. The commission criticized the proposed crackdown. Mr. Labiosa joins us on the phone from his office. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. What's the commission's biggest concern with this proposal?
Well, the biggest concern is we have a lot of concerns. It's not on the basis of criticism. We just want to advise Prince William County Human Rights Commission. It's an advisory commission. We advise the County Board of Supervisors because they implement policy. Our biggest concern was if this is not done correctly, the laws could promote division. If it's made a law, it could promote division in our community. We looked at the shrinking base, which is already has been brought up by many people. We also thought about that the county could suffer in its reputation. We have seen that legal and illegal immigrants and citizens as a whole have been divided in this issue. This could divide the community even more. We saw that we could be flirting with discrimination. And what we did is, based on the experience of civil rights and human rights legislation and the enforcement of legislation, we saw that unless law enforcement, which has probable cause behind it when it interviews people, we need to make sure that the interviews are not done on the basis of race, but on the crime that was committed.
Let's take those two issues in turn, because you've identified two key issues. One is a matter of sort of public relations, and the other is the matter of fairness. First, on the racial profiling question, what about the policy concerns you that it would lead to racial profiling? Why do you feel that way?
Chief Dean noted in his presentation that a driver's license cannot always be considered legal proof of residency. Several of the laws and the legal status as part of the driver's license in Virginia changed after 2001. Before that, a lot of people that got driver's license did not have to prove their legal status. We recommended that in order to make sure there's no racial profiling, is that Prince William County should consider its own resident document to avoid confusion and to avoid that they be clear-cut at who is legal and who is not legal.
What is it? Is it your fear that anybody who has a certain physical appearance would or is not wealthy, for example, who perhaps presents himself or herself as not being particularly of means, would be then a target?
That's the problem we brought up. I said they could be the target. And in our report, we also talked about history repeats itself. Many times in history, we've had discrimination. And what we did is we said, okay, we presented different situations of immigration. Said,
can I interrupt you, sir? Because I want to speak about that, because some of the according to the news accounts anyway, some of the supervisors object to the tone of your report, especially your history references. I want to quote from one paragraph. It says that over the past 3 months, Prince William County has been fractured in ways not seen since the 1950s.
Right.
Massive protest marches, attempted firebombings, the Klan resurgent attacks on free speech, and a minority group living in fear make it seem more like 1957. Than 2007. And according to the reporting, some of the supervisors are saying, you know, give me a break. This is a very different matter. You're talking about enforcing zoning laws. You're talking about I think some people say that this kind of language damages the image of the county. What do you say to that?
Well, we don't say – we're not doing this as a criticism. Basically, we had monthly meetings, weekly. We met for 2 months and a half. We had different people to go. The immigrant community, the minority community, felt a sense of confusion. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to me? Will I be stopped in the road? And just because I look different, would I be stopped when I'm walking down the street? Those are the people that will feel that, you know, right now they had confusion. And that's what we're basically saying. Throughout the history of the United States, we've had times of discrimination. We're basically saying, look at this. We don't want to commit the same mistake that was committed before. A good example, one person put up a sign in the front yard, and some Molotov cocktails were thrown at that sign. The Ku Klux Klan came back and distributed literature. That was done before, and it happened again. People that were in favor or against started to discuss, well, your point of view is not my point of view, so you don't have the right to express it. And we're saying that freedom of speech is very important, that everybody should have the right to express their views, whichever they are.
Okay, so Mr. Labiosi, we just have about a minute left, so I'd like to ask, as you know, because you live in the county, and as you heard, this plan is essentially on hold. The supervisors have said that they like the idea, but it's on hold until they can really figure out the cost. What would you like to happen now as the county sort of considers whether to go forward? What would you like to see happen?
One of the things we mentioned in our report, it was criticized, and we said, that's okay, you have the right to criticize it. But one of the sections in our report, we mentioned a shrinking tax base, and we mentioned to implement these kinds of resolutions. It could cost more than what the benefit would be achieved. We believe and we agree. We're advising the board of county supervisors, sit down and look at this without emotion. Sit down and look at the cost figures. Sit down and what the real benefits would be. Sit down and look what are the things really that the illegal immigrants are costing the county. We wanted from the very beginning to have facts and figures and numbers before we went ahead and we decided whatever was going to happen.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Carlos Labios is vice chair. I'm sorry, sir. We have to leave it there. Carlos Labios is vice chair for the Prince William County Human Rights Commission. Thanks so much for speaking with us, and perhaps you'll join us again. Thanks again.